On Deck podcast presented by LineStar, your best MLB player props for today that are available on Underdog Fantasy and Prize Picks. Alongside my trusty co-host Tyler Wieman, I am Shannon Somerville. Tyler, did you spend that $2K that you won in DFS the other day yet?
Sure haven't.
I mean, it was National Chicken Tenders Day yesterday. $2K is a lot of chicken tendies, I'm just saying.
I could have made it rain on you. Rain chicken tendies on you.
Well, let's make it rain with our picks today. They are available on Underdog Fantasy and Prize Picks. If you don't have those apps already, make sure to download them. Use the promo code LINESTAR when you do, and you'll get up to $100 of your deposit match. Great deal there. Plus, make sure to check out the LINESTAR app. It's where we are going to find the best value in the prop market using the Props AI tool. You can check that out at LINESTARapp.com. Yesterday, we were 3-for-4 on our props. My main prop let us down. Jose Ramirez, how does he go 0-for-5 at the dish? Are you kidding me? But my backup prop, Stephen Kwan there, he delivered. Huge game for him. So 3-for-4, I'll take it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Take it. Yeah, not bad. I like it.
It was a small slate. We only had like 3 games to choose from too, so I'm not too disappointed.
I know we were talking yesterday in the morning. We're like, oh, should we do it? Should we not? There's, you know, not many. But as we started going through the props, like, I found a lot that I liked yesterday. Yeah. So, and both mine hit.
There you go. All right. Let's keep it rolling here on the On Deck podcast with some great picks for you for today. We've got a much larger pool to choose from here today. So, Tyler, where are you headed in the prop market today?
I'm going to go with Grayson Rodriguez higher than 5K. Look, he's back from the minors. He's changed his pitch mix a little bit, and he's also changed his arm slot a little bit. He's using his fastball more, his changeup more, and his fastball, since he's been up, has almost double the whiff rate that it did earlier in the season. Since he's been up, he's been striking out one batter per inning, and that's against very good offenses in Tampa Bay and the Dodgers. Now he gets your Yankees, who are striking out 23% versus righties. I like this spot for good old G-Rod.
Hey, I can't blame you for going against my Yankees when they are just strikeout prone. And good news, though, it looks like Aaron Judge is going to come back soon. So pray to God he comes back at some point. The Yankees are just abysmal right now. So let's stop talking about them, shall we? Let's move along to something more positive. And, well, the Rockies aren't exactly a positive team in general, but I'm excited about their spot today here going up against the A's at home today. So I'm looking at Colorado Rockies third baseman Ryan McMahon, higher than 1.5 hits, runs, and RBIs. It's minus 135 in the sports books, and McMahon's only hit this 5 of the last 10 about 50% of the time this season. However, he's been really hot at the dish lately, 300 average over the last week, and today he's going to be going up against an Oakland A's pitching staff that is god-awful. They have the highest ERA in baseball at 5.87, and this game is at Coors Field. And the Rockies, even though they're not a great team this year, they are at the bottom of the NL West. I mean, they actually are a pretty good hitting team when they play at home. They're top 10 in hits, runs, RBIs, batting average when they're playing at home today, where this game is. This is the A's and the Colorado Rockies, not exactly like primetime event with both teams completely struggling this season. However, I like the spot that the Rockies are in. This is one of the highest game totals on the slate for today. I think it's at 11 is the run total there. So we're expecting a lot of runs to be scored here. And so I like Ryan McMahon over that 1.5 hits, runs, and RBIs line. Any thoughts on both of those teams for a DFS perspective? Or are you going to be talking about those in your DFS show?
It's a Colorado game, so we have to. And with that being your main prop, I'm actually going to switch my bonus a little bit, and I'll go to J.P. Sears, lower than 5Ks. Like you said, the game's in Colorado. That team hits way better in Colorado. And look, this is a prop that Sears has been under in 50% of the time at normal elevations. You add in the Coors elevation and the ball, you know, not moving quite like it does at normal elevations. And I just think it's a lot to ask for J.P. Sears to get over that 5 mark. So let's go lower.
Yeah, former Yankees pitcher right there. They shipped him off for a reason, and he's been struggling. The Oakland A's in general pitching staff, I pity them at the hitter-friendly Coors Field venue today. That's for sure. For my bonus prop, Tyler, I saw this, and I immediately did not even really need to look too deep into the stats. I saw Shohei Ohtani's line for 1.5 hits, runs, and RBIs. Yep, sign me up. Minus 130 in the sports books. Shohei's been absolutely incredible. He's gone over this 69% of the time over the course of the season, and most recently, 7 of the last 10. This is Shohei Ohtani, who leads Major League Baseball in OPS at 1070. He's got a tougher matchup going up against Toronto's Kevin Gausman, who's been good this season. However, the Angels are trying to make a run at it, and Shohei Ohtani's been phenomenal. He had 2 home runs yesterday. What a unicorn. He's been incredible. And then when you look at the batters that will be around him, Renjifo, Mickey Moniak, and Taylor Ward, they've all been hitting over 300. So I like the position that Shohei's in for today against the Toronto Blue Jays. And, I mean, you can't ever fade Shohei Ohtani. Come on. What do you think about their decision to keep him, by the way?
I mean, they're totally in the race. So I get keeping him. It's just real risky, you know, like, you lose him and you get nothing for him, and it sets your franchise back so many years here. But look, they are totally in the running. They get Trout back, and they can absolutely do it. So it's a tough decision, but good for them. And I do have to just throw out that I do got love for Mickey Moniak, as he is a North County San Diego boy.
That's for sure. Yep. All three of those guys have been, they've been hitting the ball. They're batting average over 300 the last week. So, you know what? Maybe they just needed some to find out, like, hey, we're in it. Shohei's here to stay. Let's go get it. We'll see what happens, though. I mean, it's going to be a complete disaster if they don't make the playoffs, though. I mean, I'll be so for Shohei. That'll be so sad.
Absolutely. Hey, Shannon, one thing, you know, because I did switch up my bonus prop.
Yeah.
I'll just let everybody know what my second bonus is, which would have been my bonus.
It's Flex Friday. Yeah, you got to fill out the tickets, you know?
And that's kind of why I'm doing it. So Bobby Miller, lower than 6.5 Ks. He's been under in 70% of games this season. It's against Cincinnati. They do strike out a little bit, but, you know, they're also a very good hitting team. It's also warm, good hitting weather, and a lot needs to go right to have 7 Ks when your K rate is 23%. So I think we got to go lower there.
All right. So you can tail us on the Underdog Fantasy or Prize Picks apps. And if you don't have those apps already, again, download it. Use that promo code LINESTAR for up to $100 of your deposit match. And check out that Props AI tool. We've been super profitable this season on the On Deck podcast, thanks to the Props AI tool that helps us find the best value in the prop market. So make sure to check that out. If you're still unsure, we've got some videos and tutorials about the tool and how it works and how you can use it to help you start winning some money. So make sure to do that. Also, today is Flex Friday and we have our prop bets contest going. If you comment below, make sure to like this video as well, and you're subscribed to our YouTube channel, you'll be automatically entered in to win $50. If both Tyler and I hit our main props, one randomly selected commenter will win $50. But since it's Flex Friday, we are up in the stakes a little bit. If we hit all 4 of our props, one randomly selected commenter will win $100. I feel like we've given out $100 the past couple weeks on this show. So hopefully we can give out some more money here on Monday. And hopefully
we've been
give
good
out,
Fridays.
Yeah, some winners on Flex Friday. I know you guys are trying to fill out that ticket on Prize Picks. So good luck to you if you're doing that. Now it's time for our home run calls of the day. Tyler, where are you headed for a dinger on this Friday?
Well, Shannon, I've been pretty cold with the home run call, so I need to go with a guy that has 32 on this season. We're going with Matt Olson, plus 220 to hit a bomb. He's got that classic righty-lefty matchup, which he absolutely crushes. So he has 27 of his 32 home runs off of lefties. We have warm hitting weather. Hauser allows, you know, one home run per nine. So I think he's in a good spot to hit a bomb in this weather.
I feel like anytime we pick Matt Olson, he hits it the next day or the following day.
Yeah, so.
But yeah. You know what?
That's just what happens to me lately, too. Is that, you know, the guy always does it the next day.
Right. For my home run call, I'm going to Dodger slugger Mookie Betts, plus 300 to hit a home run today. Betts has 25 home runs on the year. That is fifth in Major League Baseball. He's been a little cold lately in the home run department, hasn't hit one in 10 games, so I am saying the drought ends today. Betts has over a 400 ISO against left-handed pitching, and today going up against Cincinnati southpaw Brandon Williamson, who gave up three home runs the last time he faced the Dodgers, including one to Mookie Betts. I think Mookie goes yard today at Dodger Stadium there. Plus 300 for a bomb. Going a little bit chalky here, but Mookie Betts is in an excellent position, and you know I love that ISO stat, and of all the players on the slate for today, Mookie Betts has the highest ISO. You know, I am the ISO queen after all, Tyler.
You also love when a player has a home run against the pitcher already, so.
Exactly. I mean, I'm telling you guys, if you've gone yard against somebody, it's just a confidence thing. A little confidence boost, right?
It doesn't hurt.
I can't relate, like, personally. Maybe, like, my Little League days, but, like, you know. Good old Little League days for me. But, you know, Tyler, did you play Little League?
Of course I played Little League.
You know when you went yard against a pitcher and you were like, you know, 12 now years I think old feeling you need yourself?
I think you need to throw in your little League picture you sent me a little while ago now. Show everybody what we're doing.
Yeah, you guys
with.
Can go little find Shannon. It on my Instagram. I think I have it on my Instagram. You guys will have to go check that out. Yeah, little Shannon and the... like when you guys got those little baseball cards, you know, like they would pose you with the bat and it was so awkward and the hat would look like horrible. Anyways, not like hats don't look good on my head. I can't pull them off that well. I think, you know, whatever. Some people can, some people can't, Tyler. I'm not, you rock the hats pretty well. I don't have that in me. Anyways, all right, we've gotten so off track, but it's Friday. You know, these things happen. Make sure to tail us on Underdog Fantasy and Prize Picks, and make sure to comment below. Comment automatically enters you into our Prop Bets contest, where one randomly selected commenter will win $50 or $100 if we hit all four of our props, so make sure to enter into that. Good luck in all of your prop betting, your DFS, all the action you got going on this weekend, and we will see you guys back here on Monday. Have a good weekend.
Have a good weekend, guys. Good luck. Let's make some money.